Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to Free Talk Live. Uh-oh, hey, Board Op, I am hearing myself come back to me. And I suspect there is something that you can do about that. So please do that. Because it will drive me insane otherwise, trying to speak, yet to also hear myself at the same time.
Does this go out over the air this way?
God, I hope not. I suspect it doesn't. There's likely some sort of
just take
switch.
Your headphones off.
There's like, we're good. They just flipped it. Thank you, sir. There's some switch on the board that they need
this
to send
us. This
is
the, in case
somewhere.
The hosts want to hear themselves and their headphones switch.
Mark, leave the poor board ops alone. They've got 50 million switches and like two shows to run at the same time.
I'm just saying.
So thank you to the Genesis Communications Network for continuing to provide excellent production for Free Talk Live. There's always something that goes amiss during a remote week like this, and it's just... it's part and parcel to doing remote live talk radio, as we are doing for the entire week. We're on day number two right now of what will be seven full evenings of broadcasting live.
And it was an exciting day.
It was. We'll get into that. From the Porcupine Freedom Festival, the 12th annual happening in... great to be here. We had a good show yesterday, kind of getting a slow start. There were, you know, maybe a few hundred folks on the campground yesterday getting their tent set up, the vendors in the vendor area getting their wares set up as well. And, Mark, can you describe those who might be tuning in for the first time tonight? What is the Porcupine Freedom Festival, a.k.a. Pork Fest?
Pork Fest is what happened in for 12 running, you have an event where libertarians get together and do what they want. So this is a camping event out in the woods. We've got speeches. We've got family events. I was just at an amazing gay class with my wife. And
Yuri's class?
Yep. Yuri. Okay. He can cut a rug. In this case, he can slide around on tennis shoes on a concrete floor. But nonetheless, I mean, it's really impressive. My son was off running around with some other kids about his same age. We had just watched Lenore Skenazy, America's worst mother.
How was she? How was the presentation?
She was very, very funny.
Okay,
It was a great presentation. And, but, I mean, you know, people are partying. There's vendors in Agra Alley. I'm sitting here with a bowl of chili that I've just purchased with Bitcoin.
I hear that chili is illegal chili, Mark.
What do you mean?
I hear it may have been prepared. You don't say where you got it from, but it may have been prepared without a government permission slip.
You mean like all the food that I eat in my life? Nearly all the food I eat?
I don't know how many of the vendors.
I see. Because I exchanged money for it, suddenly the food goes from fine gift between friends to something that's special and important and the state can get involved.
Yeah, and what you're talking about is that unfortunately here in the supposedly great state of New Hampshire, they have taxes. They don't have all of the taxes that every other state has. There's no sales tax for most things here, but there is a state sales tax on prepared foods.
Yep, there's a prepared foods tax, yeah.
So there is that, and it's a fairly high one. It's actually higher than the Massachusetts state prepared foods tax.
Yes, but their Massachusetts tax you for everything. So.
No, I understand that, yeah. But I'm just pointing out it's a fairly high tax. And I believe that same tax applies to rooms as well. So it's a 9% tax for rooms and meals in New Hampshire. And so, yeah, you're right. If if I were to prepare some food for you and not charge you for it, then obviously they can't collect the tax on that. But anybody who's charging for their services, which your services of making food are valuable, and I am more than willing to pay for those services, they are being told that, or they would have been told today, that they needed to collect taxes for the state of New Hampshire. And the state of New Hampshire's agents actually came here today. They actually paid a visit to the Porcupine Freedom Festival. And this, I don't know if it's the first time the Department of Revenue came here. I think it is, because there was a few years ago where the Liquor Commission showed up here and threatened the park owner regarding people who were selling alcohol allegedly without a permit. So it's not the first visit that we've had from government bureaucrats.
When the revenuers went by, I didn't shout. I think it's probably the wrong term. But I raised my voice and lifted my arm aloft and said, "I am your king," to them as they went by. And
did someone get that on video? Because that's pretty funny.
I don't know whether they got it on video or not.
Okay.
And they, you know, I think one of them, the one that wasn't talking very much, he looked at me briefly. I wonder if it sunk into him how ludicrous what he does is, right? Like, what is the difference between a man who runs around with a rubber crown claiming to be your king?
That's what you're wearing right now.
Right, I am wearing a rubber crown because I now self-identify as King Mark the First, intergalactic ruler of all I survey. First of my name. And, yeah, so
the title has expanded. Yeah,
and it's going to go. It's going to keep going. I like it. But, I mean, you know, these people have just, there's a group of people out there that have just said, when you make food and you, which is, making food is completely legal and fine. Having money is completely legal and fine. However, when you make food and exchange it for money, then we must have some.
Yeah.
I mean, it's ridiculous.
Well, it's your typical government claim is that they somehow belong in between every single transaction between human beings. That, you know, if people are transacting business, that they deserve something out of it because I don't know. I mean, their excuses are that they're protecting people, right? That's what they trotted out when I confronted them today on video. The video of which, by the way, is available at freekeen.com. We need to put it on our Facebook and Twitter as well. I haven't done that yet. But I can't play it on the air because I use the S-bomb in the video. And I'm sorry, you know, I got a little bit swept away in the moment. And I was upset that these men, two of them, showed up at about noon today. They rolled in their little Prius or whatever they were driving. And, of course, it's got the symbol, the government gang symbol on the side of the vehicle. I happen to be up here in this very media room just sitting over in the corner, and I looked over as they rolled in. It's probably about 11:50 at that point, and I looked over at Ken from Illinois, who's Liberty Phoenix. He's called the show a number of times. I said, "Hey, Ken, looks like the state just rolled in. You want to go check it out?" And grabbed my video camera, or actually, I didn't get my video camera out at that point. I went down because I figured they were going into the office. You know, first place, somebody's going to stop. And sure enough, they were in there. So I walked into the office. Again, no recording at that point. I don't like to make business people uncomfortable. You know, walk into a place just rolling tape is not really a nice thing to do. So I went in just to observe, and I heard them talking to the employees there about Agora Alley. And they were asking whether...
Where is this
food?
Agora Alley of which we have been told? Where free people claim that they could exchange their food for money without giving us any.
Exactly. And so they inquired about that. They were told where Agora Alley is, which is not just a place where food vendors are, but also people selling all manner of different things. And so they were told, and then they asked if there were food vendors specifically in Agora Alley, and they were told that, yes, there are food vendors there. At that point, they pretty much walked out of the office, and at which point I raised my video camera and began peppering them with questions about what it was that they were doing. And they gave me their names. They did give me their full names. I wrote that down in the article over at freekeen.com. So, you know, we know who they are. People have already been looking up the employee listings for the Department of Revenue Administration.
They're tracking them down, I'm sure.
Digging away on these people. And so they obviously were, I think, a little bit surprised maybe by the reception that they got. I think they were a little bit surprised. The guys
did not continue on their foray after the first stop.
Well, they made it to the French fry guy's truck, and I suspect that guy's actually collecting tax because he seems kind of established. You know, he's got one of those carny trucks
doing it for 40 years.
Yeah, he's been doing that a long time. I suspect he's got that taken care of. And I don't know if he ever even got to give them the answer to their question, because Tara, who is one of the security folks here at Porkfest, the Porcupine Freedom Festival, jumped on them relatively quickly, pretty much as soon as you got there. Tara, can you lean in nice and close on that microphone there? And welcome to Free Talk Live.
Hi.
Okay, so you were there. When did you get the word that these guys had shown up in the park?
On site one. It's just a very convenient spot.
So you saw them walk by.
She is a vigilant protector of Porkfest.
Being followed by a dozen people.
I saw you with a camera.
And you knew there was trouble.
I saw people with too nice a clothes for camping, and that's trouble.
Yeah. Stand by if you can stick with us. Okay. More with Tara here from the security department at Porkfest 2015. We'll continue in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
Attention business owners. Do you know the three most critical letters in business?
CEO? MBA?
Nope. Here's a hint. These three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything.
ROI?
The answer is INC, as in incorporation. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners. So you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home. Protect your car. Protect your life savings. Call 1-800-941-1029 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. Get the three little letters that can mean the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. For your free guide, call 1-800-941-1029. That's 1-800-941-1029.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
All loans subject to Ondex Corp. Will must be business at least 1 year to apply.
Attention small business owners needing financing. Are you too busy running your business to deal with the slow lending process of your bank? Are you frustrated at the paperwork and delays just trying to get a decision? Then you need Ondex, the A-plus Better Business Bureau rated small business experts, where our simple application process takes as little as 10 minutes and funding could be available in just one business day. At Ondex, we focus on your business operation and cash flow, not just your personal credit score. And we're ready to help with loans of up to $250,000. True business loans, not credit card advances. OnDeck provides financing to a wide variety of small businesses like restaurants, plumbing, landscaping, freight trucking, and healthcare providers. If you're frustrated with the paperwork and long decision times of traditional lenders, contact OnDeck. Funding could be available in just one business day. OnDeck is publicly listed on the New York Stock Exchange and has provided over $2 billion to small businesses like yours. So go to OnDeckLending.com today or call 800-293-6819. That's 800-293-6819.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
We are back with more Free Talk Live. You can join us here live at 855 450 free, at least you'll be able to join us live as soon as I get my phone screening software up and running, just as soon as I get connected to the internet. This can be a problem here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and hopefully it will be remedied as the week goes on.
Yeah, because the internet connectivity, as more people get here, will be better.
It will, yeah, it gets worse. And, you know, I'm grateful that Porkfest is offering a free internet service, but, you know, because you don't have to pay for it, it's going to be bogged down. At least that's been the experience I've had with it just thus far. It's been sort of off and on. So be prepared for that when you're coming up here. If, you know, being within constant communication of other people is a necessity for you, camping, even in a relatively non-rustic situation like this, where there are bathrooms and, you know, it's not really real camping, it's still a challenge as far as connectivity is
concerned.
What
do you think real camping is?
Real camping is where you go into the woods with a tent and, you know, sleeping bag or whatever, and you hike out to a certain location with all that stuff and, you know, all of your food, etc., and then you do an overnight or however many overnights you are planning on doing that.
I see. You have to be living in the woods. And no other people around?
I don't know if there's a rule about that.
Or is it about potties or structures in which you can shower?
Yeah, I would say that, look, I'm no camping purist or anything like that, but
really,
I would
say
sound
like one.
I think there's real camping, and then there's camping on a campground, which is not the same thing. They're two completely separate categories. And Tara is nodding her head here, so I want to invite her back on.
Oh, now she gets invited.
Yeah. And by the way, Mark, some things to talk about tonight, like, you know, some of our wonderful sponsors. We should do that too, because we don't want them to miss sponsoring our discussion of the thugs who came here to try to shut down a lot of the fun at the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
Yeah, I think this is a perfect time to talk about Peacekeeper, actually.
Yeah, you're right about that. The Peacekeeper app 1.0 came out late last year, and it was a brilliant idea. Unfortunately, it wasn't perfectly executed, and so there were problems with the app. The app was designed to bring people together who have similar interests, like helping folks. So, for instance, if there's a fire or if there is some sort of an abduction or some kind of medical emergency, you could use this app, and it would send out an alert like, "Oh, Mark is having trouble," and then it would, you know, supposedly alert your friends to the fact that that was going on, and so therefore your friends or family or neighbors would be able to respond to that incident hopefully faster than the government bureaucracy, and in maybe a more humane manner. So that's a great idea, and they are working on Peacekeeper 2 right now. They're looking to raise a significant sum of money, but I was talking with some programmers because I remember kind of balking at the amount they were wanting to raise, but apparently the amount they're asking for is like half the price of what programming apps normally cost. So Peacekeeper does want to do a version 2, and they need your help to do it. So please go to pk.freetalklive.com. It'll help bring people together to sort of outdo the state and its security apparatus, if you will. So Peacekeeper 2, fundraiser, it's an Indiegogo. That means you get perks when you contribute, if you want, over at pk.freetalklive.com. Tara has been doing security here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. How many years now? Four?
Yep.
So this is your fourth year, and you've seen a lot of incidents, obviously, as a security person would. You're going to see drunk people. You're going to see
indulgences.
People who are really high and maybe having a bad time. There is the occasional emergency with perhaps somebody getting injured. You guys probably deal with that, too. Keeping undesirable people away from others who maybe are feeling uncomfortable about them. These are the sorts of things that that happen. Somehow today, a government vehicle got into the park. What's the story behind that?
Yeah, how did you people let a government vehicle in here?
Oh, man. So we actually have a person down at the gate this year for such instances. Mm-hmm. They just drove past him. He walked out half in the middle of the road. They did not look at him.
Right.
They drove past him. The girls at Rogers that work here, they accidentally let him on. That's why.
I see.
Yeah.
Well, you know, these guys seem official, and they're intimidating and threatening, and so it's not a surprise.
The girls know better. It was just a mistake.
I was really happy to see them actually come out and sort of pull them back in.
It helped a lot.
Because he did not want to listen to a word you were saying, unfortunately.
He did not want none of my nonsense.
Even though you are essentially authorized to be security for this entire campground,
they gave
campground,
me authorization
right?
to eject people this year.
Okay. The park gave you that authorization.
Rogers.
Porkfest.
Oh, Porkfest did. But with the consent of
with reasonable Rogers. Expectations.
So, you know, you came out, and this was after these two guys from the Department of Revenue Administration, they show up. It's about noon. I jumped on them as immediately as I possibly could. A group of people gathered and sort of tracked them into the park. There were probably at least a dozen folks surrounding them, basically.
Imagine what this is like for these the king's men here, the other king. Like these fellows come on, they're not used to this kind of thing. They come in here, well, we'll just go bother some people at their food vending sites.
Well, it usually works very well.
Right. I mean, and instead, they're just surrounded by young guys with cameras.
There were some ladies there.
Thank God for
to clarify that.
Yeah,
in
some
fact,
young people.
It was a lot of the ladies who really spoke up in this instance.
All I got to hear was your narrative because I watched the video.
Yeah.
So, but nonetheless, I mean, I wasn't there. You were. And I was just, of course, Tara did. Yeah, and I was just really, they just kind of ran off.
Basically, yeah. So they showed up at the Fry guy's place and started to, one of them sort of walked away after I was haranguing them for a while.
I'm just nervous now.
Right, yeah. He then walks over and starts to pepper the guy with questions who's running the Fry booth. And you noticed that happening, Tara, and you said something to him like, hey, you can't be here.
It's and private property. Rogers and the town police know they don't come on Rogers' property this week. Anytime.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, they know the deal.
There was an issue with that years ago is what happened. The police rolled through, and it was kind of a similar situation where somebody noticed, two-way radio call went out saying, hey, the cops are in the park, and you know, me and several other folks made a beeline for these guys and basically followed their cruiser and escorted them out of the park. At that point, that was when Porkfest Management talked to the owners of Rogers Campground and said, look, we don't want the cops coming through here during Porkfest. And he agreed to that and then asked them to no longer do their drive-thrus.
Yep, no thanks. And this is, you know, to some extent, this is an experiment about, this is an intentional libertarian community that goes on at Rogers Campground. And I would ask you, you Bernie Sanders fans out there, exactly how do you get to be free if you can't even opt out for a week? You can't get on some private property and say, you know what, we want to try operating without your stinking licenses for a week. Why? I mean, you know, free country? Really? Because you can't have a free country with statism. You know, you could call it socialism if you want, but really all socialism is a form of statism. And you can't even try something out. You can't even try something new because the government is, you know, by its definition, a monopoly organization.
Tara, you probably have some security-related things to attend to. Any other comments you want to share with our audience about today?
It was very good response for everyone. I really appreciate everyone also helping because it's a community effort.
Yeah, thanks for
being what you did,
right.
Because you got them out of there. I appreciate that.
I was just doing my job.
Yeah.
Have a great night, guys.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. More about the initial attack on Porkfest in the week is not over. We're just getting started, so will we be seeing them a second time? I hope not. 855-453, you can join us here. It's Free Talk Live.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative. I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently. Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guarantee quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450. Free. That's 855-450-FREE.
We are back with more Free Talk Live, live from the Porcupine Freedom Festival, the 12th annual festival, and it's always a fun time to be here in this place. It's Rogers Campground, a beautiful location nestled in the White Mountains of northern New Hampshire in a little town called Lancaster. It's just a wonderful place with filled with great people. Hundreds of people are here already who are attending various different speakers and discussions and hangouts and meet and greets. Wasn't today like the family meet and greet thing? Did you go to that, Mark?
We did. There was some painting going on, and they had glitter, which is always a bad idea with kids, right? Like it looks like a gay bar at the end of the night, you know, afterwards if you have glitter out. But yeah, I mean, it was they had a lot of fun.
And so they're
all covered in glitter.
You know what? That reminds me. I need to find the schedule, or I guess I could always pull it up on their website when I finally get internet access. There's always so much going on here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. I can't even really begin to tell you everything about what's happening here, so we'll find out more about what happened today. I know Lenore Skenazy was here. You were raving about her earlier. But, of course, the big deal today, so for me at least, was this Department of Revenue Administration, these two bureaucrats showing up. I was so glad I didn't go take a nap. I was thinking about going and napping because, of course, I was up late last night and got about 4 hours of sleep, so I was ready for a nap by about noon when they were showing up, and then that kept me up for another several hours. But I did manage to sneak a nap in, so I'm feeling pretty decent. Of course, we've got interesting people to talk to here throughout the night. I don't even know who you've got lined up, but inevitably somebody will be joining us here as the show goes on. But we've been talking about these two gangsters showing up dressed to the nines. They were definitely the best dressed.
It was pretty hot today.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, at least when they showed up, it was rainy, then hot, and then rainy. It's like, you know, New England. If you don't like the weather, wait 10 minutes, it'll change.
Right, and they showed up definitely the best dressed in the park. That's what gave the park security the heads up that something was going on. Also, the fact that I had a camera recording them as well, and they were not so comfortable about it. At least the one that I was talking to the most didn't seem too comfortable with it, and I don't know if he felt ashamed of himself, but I told him that he should be ashamed of himself for what he's doing, for threatening these peaceful people, these nice folks who've just come here to provide service to people who want to voluntarily buy their services. I am not worried about getting sick from the people here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. I know that, and that's one of their ostensible reasons to be here.
Government pieces of the paper don't magically make
food healthy.
Food healthy,
yeah.
Right? I mean, you know, especially when you can see how the food's being prepared right there in front of you.
Yeah, that's certainly true.
I mean, if they want, when you're you know, turned around, they want to mix in, I don't know, cat poop or something like that.
Yeah.
They could do that, in whether they have a license or not. It doesn't make a difference.
Yep, they certainly could. And so it's all about the revenue. I mean, really, that's what it is.
Yes.
They want
because
the money.
You can make food and you can have money. But if you want to make food in exchange for money, you must give the government their due. You didn't build this. You know, well,
yeah.
I but I made the food, and if I made the food for myself, you wouldn't ask me for a license. It's just, it's interesting.
They'd really enjoy getting 9% of all of the revenue from every one of the food vendors here in the park. And, you know, some people look at that and they say, oh, New Hampshire, you're not the free state.
Well, of course not. I mean, the idea is for people to move so that we have a freer state. Isn't
right.
that the idea?
It's
a free libertarian
state project. Thing. It's a project. There's work to be done. It is not a perfect place to live. But there is a lot that's better about New Hampshire than there is about those other states out there.
It was rated by the Mercatus Center as among the freest states in the Union every time. Every time it's in the top five, and several times it's been the top freest state in their Freedom of the 50 states.
That's right.
Yeah.
But there's all kinds of great reasons to move to New Hampshire. There's the 101 Reasons Film, which you can go to 101reasonsfilm.com. It'll actually take you to the Facebook page and just click the watch video button, and then you'll be able to watch an excellent hour-long documentary film. In fact, as I understand it, it's going to be screened at some point this week. I don't know if they've nailed down the time for that. I haven't figured that out. I need to figure it out because I'm going to be speaking at that event. But I was one of the co-producers of this. And there's just so many great reasons to move here. And the number one reason to move here is not because there's no sales tax on most things. Of course, there's this food sales tax that I don't like. But anyway.
You don't like any tax.
The number one reason to move here, I think, and the movie kind of agrees with this. It puts it at number one, is the community. It's the liberty activist community that is unparalleled in the world. It is second to none. There is nothing like it. Where else would what happened today happen? Would it be at a hippie festival? I mean, look, there's plenty of hippies around here. I'm guilty of being one. But you know what I mean? I mean, yes, the rainbow gatherings will definitely turn the feds around. But where else in the liberty movement are you going to see this kind of thing? It doesn't exist anywhere.
No, it's people call it a life-changing experience for a reason.
Well, not just Porkfest as a whole is a life-changing experience, but I mean just what happened today with the reaction from these people who, you know, we came to the defense of other people, right? We came to the defense of the entire event, essentially, because had those bureaucrats been able to go throughout Agra Alley and talk to all of these vendors, some of those vendors may or may not know their rights. You know, just because they're vending here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival doesn't mean they're all cop block experts,
well,
right?
And there's also this thing that occurs in people's minds surrounding the state. And it's somehow these people have legitimacy that rolled in with their car, you know, their sort of ordinary American-made car with the little government symbol on the side, you know, wearing their suits or whatever. You know, I mean, somehow they have some kind of legitimacy for what it is that they do. And it's fascinating just to watch people assume that somehow these people are superior to them in this way.
So if you want to join us here, the toll-free number is 855-453. If you're on hold, stand by. I will get to – if I don't actually get the internet working, we'll get a heads-up from our call screener as to if anyone is actually on hold at some point. So stand by. We will talk to you about that. But today, one of the few days in history that the Porcupine Freedom Festival has been attacked, threatened by government agents. Again, it did happen a few years ago with a liquor commission coming and I think undercover visiting different vending sites. I don't think there was a bunch of hubbub over that one. Somehow the word did not get out during that. Maybe it did. Maybe I just totally missed that. But I don't know.
I know that eats you up, buddy.
I know that there's, if I get a chance to hold these bureaucrats accountable, I'm going to do that. And I know that there's probably somebody out there who's saying, oh, you Keeniacs, you guys are always harassing those poor government workers. You know they're just doing their jobs. I mean, why can't you just lay off them? These are your neighbors. Be nice. Just like we've been accused of doing in those of us who are the Robin Hood of Keene, we've been accused of doing in Keene. I treated these bureaucrats worse today than I've treated the parking enforcers who regularly threaten peaceful people in downtown Keene. And I've heard no end of crap from people about Robin Hood of Keene, despite the fact that it's probably the most media-generating thing that activists have ever done in New Hampshire. I hear no end
of that. That's why they say it.
So I want to know if there's anybody in this room tonight, if there's anybody listening to this show, if you think that what I did today or what anybody did today, because Garrett was also down there calling him out from Robin Hood of Keene as well. So if what anybody did in calling these agents out was a problem for you, please, I want to give you as many segments as necessary for you to explain why that is. What was it that we did wrong today in encountering these bureaucrats and turning them the hell around and getting them out of this campground? Can you please explain that to me? Because I don't see it as any fundamental difference what I did today versus what I've done with some of the parking enforcers at certain times.
Now, this isn't just going on the audience here. This is being broadcast out all across the campground as far as people can hear the speakers.
The speaker is on, so yeah, you're right about that. There are people who can physically listen to the sound waves. There's not actually a radio station that's broadcasting us here in Lancaster. Unless there's a pirate station operating here, I don't know if there is or not, but I've not been informed of that. I would hope that someone would inform me if there was an actual pirate station in operation here. So
people can call in, too.
Yeah, please, 855-453. But I'd really rather have one of these critics, and there are a variety of them. I'd really rather have one of them sitting right here in the studio. Please tell me about how awful of an activist I am and how I've poisoned the well, and that Keene-style activism is so bad for the liberty movement. Obviously, we haven't scared any of you off, so thanks for being here, guys. Appreciate you being here at Free Talk Live's live edition. We will continue here in moments.
Hi, my name's Cody, and I want to tell you about Peacekeeper. Peacekeeper is the world's first decentralized peer-to-peer protection system. We are developing a smartphone app that revolutionizes how people protect one another. Peacekeeper is a disruptive alternative to the status quo.
Peacekeeper is a leap forward in protection services, allowing neighbors to respond far more quickly than police and fire services can. And this is a real community builder, too.
Visit peacekeeper.org and join us.
It is the year 91,001 BCE. Witness humanity's origins in Hypercromius, a classic role-playing game for Windows PCs with a story like no other game before. A liberty-oriented experience that is not to be missed. Go to zog.ninja to get your copy of Hypercromius today. Use the code FTL to get $1 off. Hypercromius, zog.ninja, code FTL.
More and more people are discovering the incredible benefits of alkalizing the body, and there's no better product for it than AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds, just a few drops in water will rid your body of harmful waste and give you more vibrance and vigor than you've had in years. Now buy two bottles and get $10 off your order. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Honey, it's time for dinner.
what are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
We are back with more Free Talk Live, and you're welcome to join us here toll-free at 855-450-FREE, and we've got, we normally have Skype. We do not have that tonight. We will not have Skype, in fact, all week due to, well, having very, very poor internet access here at Rogers Campground. But everything else about Rogers is great. I mean, it's a wonderful time filled with what will likely be over 1,500 people here this week. The folks at Rogers told me yesterday that they expect that their, I guess, camp reservations are on par with last year, which means they may actually end up having more this year because of last-minute people that just kind of come in and decide that they want to come to Porkfest, because it's not too late for you to make that decision. If you can get up to New England, get to northern New Hampshire by the end of the week, then there will be plenty of fun to be had, although you're going to miss some great guest speakers, including our next guest, Lenore Skenazy. You're going to be speaking again tomorrow. Welcome to Free Talk Live. Let me actually turn on your microphone. Let me try that again. Try now.
I am still happy to be here, although there is a rabid dog right near where I'm sitting. Okay.
Yeah, she's definitely not
somebody
rabid.
Somebody else is holding on to him. Okay.
That is our studio dog, Jazzy.
Uh-huh.
And so anyway, welcome to Free Talk Live. Welcome to Pork Fest. This
Thank
is
you.
Your
My
first time.
Pork or whatever.
Pork Fest.
Yes,
yeah.
Pork Fest.
So you're the world's worst mom.
I am.
America's
yes.
America's worst mom.
No, no, actually I'm both.
Yeah,
fight it out amongst yourselves, boys. I started out as America's worst mom, then I got a TV show that was world's worst mom, and I consider it a promotion.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go. There you go.
And this happened because you allowed your son at
yes.
the time. I think it was 10 or
he was
so.
Nine. Come on, 10. Nobody cares about double digit kids. You got to be single digit to be cute.
He was able to take himself home from school and rode the subway.
Yeah, I had him ride the subway by himself. I wrote a column about it because that's what I am, a New York City columnist.
Uh-huh.
And 2 days later, I was on MSNBC, The Today Show, Fox News, NPR, defending myself as not America's worst mom. And so I started Free Range Kids to explain that I love children and I want them to be safe, especially mine. Mm-hmm. But I just don't think they need a security detail every time they leave the house.
But, Lenore, New York's a scary place. There are dangerous people lurking around
so
every
happy
corner.
People think that. Otherwise, I would have no career whatsoever. Actually, of the top 25 largest cities in America, New York is the safest. Our crime rate, nationally, the crime rate is back to what it was in 1963, which is before color television. It's back when gas was 29 cents a gallon. So really, whatever you think of as scary is mostly just still scary on Law and Order. You know, not in real life. It's pretty Disney-ish.
Yeah, 1963, the gangsters back, talk like this, meh.
No, they had thick Brooklyn accents. Oh, the cartoon gangsters had thick Brooklyn accents.
Well, I mean, this isn't confined, this whole phobia around kids isn't confined to New York City. I was listening to your speech, your excellent speech today.
Very nice.
And you were talking about how it's just sort of rolled back, you know, like everybody has to sort of, it's one-upmanship as far as who can keep their kid the safest.
Well, yeah, I hope you heard Darbuck's speech where I try to explain that I don't think it's parents being, you know, like crazy, neurotic, nut jobs one-on-one. I think if it's a whole society, you know.
Right, it is a society.
It is a society.
It's a society composed of a parent.
Right. Well, it's a society composed of parents who watch TV and then they'll see a horrible story about a kid being killed or murdered, even if it was like 20 years ago.
That could be my kid.
Yeah, it could be your kid. That's exactly what the anchors say at the end. It's like, so parents, just be a little... One of the things I get at my site all the time, Free Range Kids, is people sending me the notices that were sent home from the school.
Oh.
Dear parents, not meaning to alarm you, at which point you're extremely alarmed.
Yep.
Not meaning to alarm you, but Oliver was at the bus stop today and he saw a van go by with somebody he didn't know in it. We're not saying that this was a planned abduction.
Are you exaggerating this at all?
No. I get these. Okay. If you look on my site, actually from last week, I printed two. This wasn't, we're not, at this point, we're not considering it an abduction attempt. Gee, I wonder why not. but we just want you to be more careful and remind your children about stranger danger. One of the ones that I got last week then listed like seven places you can go. Stranger danger, what you need to know. Dangerous strangers, what you need to know. Are dangers bad, what you need to know. Be scared of strangers, what you need to go. On and on and on.
Lots of fear.
So much fear. So here was a case that was at a school in, I think it was Alexandria or Arlington, Virginia recently. And somebody said that this was a police notification. Neighbors, you should know that this happened recently at the school. A kid's ball went over the fence. And a person walking by helped the child over the fence to retrieve his ball. Another teacher saw him. This was during recess. And immediately, you know, the man gave back the child. While we're not treating this, once again, as an abduction, and we haven't opened a case, you should know that he was a black man, 6 feet tall, red hair.
Wow.
You know, he had red hair. He had a red shirt and khaki pants. And he was last seen in a car with this thing. And it's like, they said it wasn't an open investigation. And then they said, if you have any more information on this man, and then they left a detective's name, email, and phone number. So, first of all, it is an open investigation. Secondly, all the guy did was walk by in the middle of the day, help a kid get the ball, and give the kid back. And somehow this is worthy of alarming the entire nation, or at least the entire school district, and suggesting that we all start looking out for him.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's incredible. And there's
really
no shortage of these things. You're saying you're doing multiple.
I have about 2,000 posts that I haven't had a chance to put up because
They
just come in all the time. And I'm so constantly in a state of umbrage. I'm like this, like the way I'm talking now, I'm like this all the time. And usually I just scream like, you won't believe what just happened. You won't believe
Are
it.
Are you to the point
That's
where...
what we do when we talk about your stuff on the show.
Yeah. Oh, good. Yeah, because there's always something.
We've read a number of your articles on Free Talk Live. They're always well written and interesting.
Well, thank you.
Unfortunately, they seem like they're all too common these days. These
That's
parents
the thing. I'm not positive if they are more common or if it's just that there's a place where everybody can send them now,
yeah,
and so
right.
they do.
So it's more out there.
Okay, so
but still, it's common enough to where you have no shortage of content.
Like one of my pet peeves is parents being arrested for letting their kids wait in the car while they pick up the pizza, while they're looking at the kid through the plate guest window and picking up the pizza and paying the $15 and leaving, or picking up the dry cleaning or picking up the prescription.
It takes so long to get them in and out of these, these straitjackets that they have to, you know.
The 17-point harness.
Right.
Right. And ironically, actually, there are more children who die in parking lots than die waiting in cars. So obviously, it's not about real safety.
Yeah.
It's about the perception that any time a parent isn't with their child, literally holding on to the kid or with eye contact, they're a bad parent and the child is in danger and the state must come down hard.
When you say more kids die in parking lots, you mean when they're walking to or from the store?
Oh. I actually don't know. I just know that the number of kids killed in parking lots and driveways exceeds the number of children who are killed in cars. And people think... People have a hyper, just crazy notion that if you leave a kid in a car for 5 minutes, it's the same as 5 hours. They say, oh, car can heat up and the child will die. It's like, no, children have died in 5 minutes in a car. It just doesn't happen.
Right.
But because we've been exhorted to always assume the worst, whenever you see a child unattended, your mind goes, well, either the child will be kidnapped or fried. And in fact, both of those cases are really, really rare.
We've had people call the show. We've had a woman call the show that told us a story about how she was taking the cart back to the cart corral.
Oh, yes.
And she had put the kid in the car.
Yeah.
You know, because that's the easiest
at
way to
some
make
point,
it.
Right.
Right. And so she takes the shopping cart to the cart corral, like 3 or 4 parking spaces away.
Right.
And she comes back, and there's this hyperventilating woman
right.
by the passenger door of her car. Saying,
right.
Oh, thank God you're here.
Oh, right, right, like, right. right. What a hero that other woman was.
Right.
Thank goodness she was there. Saving
she's not a lunatic
children.
That should be right. locked away because she just imagines all kinds of crazy scenarios.
Right.
She's a hero.
She's a hero. It's what I call worst first thinking.
Now, something I read on. I think I read it from your website. Was
yeah.
this Chicago Magazine or something from 1970?
Oh, it's so great. Yeah, I quoted somebody else who, you know, we're all quoting each other. But
yeah.
this was a blogger in Chicago who found the book called Your
Life?
6-Year-Old, Loving or Defiant. And it was, I think it was Chicago Life,
okay.
the blog. And the book was from the 70s. I think it was 78.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it was reprinted in the 80s. And it at one point, it had a list of the things that, of course, your 6-year-old should be able to do by
first
now.
First grader,
that yep. was it.
It was first grader should be able to do.
Right. And one was, like, know their address. And also they should be getting some of their permanent teeth now, or maybe some of their teeth should be falling out. And then, of course, they should be able to walk around 8 blocks around the neighborhood and know their way home and be able to get to local stores and school. And that was just like an of course. Just in 1978.
Right. It wasn't number one on the list.
It wasn't
something.
It was
like number 8 or something, right?
It was something that we were all expected to do, and it wasn't seen through what I call now the lens of danger. We, you know, it's not that times are more dangerous now. They're not. Like I said, we're back to the crime rate of 1963. But because you can imagine something bad happening, it's almost like imagining, I call it fantasy as policy, because you can imagine something bad happening, you arrest a person because, well, what if that bad thing would have happened?
Mm-hmm.
And
so
then
like
as a parent,
crime.
It's a pre-crime. Right. There's so many pre-crimes that people get arrested for now. And what I hate is that this fear has crept into law. That's what brings me to libertarianism. It's, you know, I just came here because I saw parents getting arrested for trusting their kids and trusting their community and not being crazy to do that, and yet being found guilty because the cop was more scared, or CPS said, I wouldn't do it that way, why do you? I'll just tell you the story that I was writing
about. Stand by on that story. We'll come back to it here in a moment. You're going to stick with us for another segment, right?
I will, and then I'll tell you about the 2-year-old.
And more on the way with Lenore Skenazy from Free Range Kids.
You're here her teasing, unlike you.
Yeah.
She's doing your job.
FreeRangeKids.org.
.com. Come on. I'm legit.
Good. Okay. FreeRangeKids.com. We'll come back with more here in moments.
Quantum life in year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed. With brain imprints and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and a clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibes.com from Big Head Press.
It's the end of quarter clearance sale at Lumber Liquidators. We're North America's largest specialty retailer of hardwood flooring. We've got 10 million square feet of top quality floors for as much as 77% less than other stores, like real pre-finished hardwood for just 49 cents. Beautiful and durable strand bamboo for $1.99. American and European laminate styles from 39 cents. Plus solid Brazilian pecan, hand-scraped acacia, and more up to 40% off. And pay no interest until 2017. Hurry, clearance sale's going on now. Visit LumberLiquidator.com to find a store near you.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis.
analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.